interesting, platinum achiever, and someone who have also, I must say, reinvented himself. Have been in the business for more than 15 years. And something exciting that I've seen, managed to reach out continuously. In fact, some of them can also say he's a property YouTuber. So today we are bringing in people from platforms of whether it is TikTok, or whether is it YouTube, or whether is it any other platform that works. It is my pleasure to bring on stage Alan Wee. Congratulations. Okay, good. Good. Okay, Alan. How old are you?
5 years old this year. Next month is my birthday.
Man, okay, 45.
Introduce myself first.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Alan from my Larry Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Hello, in the industry since 2009, in short, I lost my job because Lehman Brothers collapsed. Subsequently, I became a property agent. I joined my former company. I've been there for the last 15 years. It's only last year that I wanted to see the breakthrough before I come on board BrokNex. And I've been a strong admirer for boss Isma for the longest time ever. There were some changes in my life direction, and subsequently I joined BrokNex and I never looked back. My only regret was I should have joined BrokNex earlier.
Thank you so much. In fact, I saw some of his YouTube posting and media, which is quite interesting. Yeah. You know what really gives me the joy here is as we become older, we embrace the new norms of the industry. And I always say this for people who are in the business for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. It's amazing that how we can use all our wisdom to make a difference in the life of people. Okay, thank you so much, Alan, for giving that your kind words. Not only he mentioned me in the thing, he also mentioned Calvin Fong, he also mentioned other people. And what he said was, it's only regret that he should have been here 15 years in the previous company. Put everything that aside. And I just want to know, how do you get your listings?
Prior to coming to BrokNex, very interestingly, I'm always a HDB flyer agent. Condo, lender, I throw flyer, typical agent.
So I decided to embark full-time on social media. If you ask me, I'm very humble that a lot of my clients contacted me through Facebook.
For me, I create content. Content to educate the public about properties matters. That's why my tagline in my video is called to educate, to enlighten, and to empower you in your property investment journey.
For those that have not watched my video, you can go to YouTube, just search LMV Property. I've been doing videos very consistently, every 2 videos per week. Launch every Wednesday and every Saturday morning at 8:30. I've been doing that for the last 3 years consistently. So if you ask me back to the question, I'm very humble that a lot of the leads come from YouTube because they can build a rapport with me, and that's why they contacted me.
Okay, that's interesting. How did the client looking at your video got inspired? So they're strangers?
Yes, this is a totally stranger. So this client shared with me that he has watched my video for the longest time ever. If you watch my video, you will notice that I always have this community element. I always like to talk about charity. These are kind of charitable events in my video. It's not sponsored. It's very genuine from my heart. And I also like to do running. So there was a lot of times I do running. You know, early in the morning where the toilet are usually not open. So I go to temple, mosques, whatever. So as I look at this beautiful building, I also try to incorporate the mosque or the temple or the church into my video. So apparently, I think some of my clients can resonate that I'm talking about their religion. Only good things, nothing bad. Or because we are living in a multi-racial society. So I think it's something that links them back And some of these clients told me, frankly, you talk about my religion, I'm very happy about it. So that's how we connected. So I'm very grateful to some of my customers that approached me based on this. But other than that, it's mainly still about the educational content.
Very prof in your thinking. And you have the knowledge. And why not? Okay, that's interesting. So, I've noticed that in the last 3 years, your views in YouTube has crossed 1.46 million. So, to those people who want to start, you said consistent Wednesday and Saturday. Why you so religiously follow this?
Because over the years, I realized that I start to embrace sales, embrace property, embrace meeting people. To me, if you ask me the last few years especially, I'm no longer chasing money anymore. It's not about closing the biggest deal. It's about helping people to solve their housing problem. And I think this is a big switch when I come over to PropNext. And I also hear, boss, you have an interview with Channel New Asia.
For who? For what? It's not for our family. It's not for money. It's not for career. It's for ourselves. And so that was a pivot point. So I make a very, very
drastic change from the downstream to the upstream in my way of approaching sales. So that helped me to pivot me to look away from dollar and cents. So as long as you don't chase after money, interestingly, money will come and chase after you. That's what I'm going to share.
Well said, and I strongly believe in these things. We are not just chasing after another closing. We want to do more good to the customers and for people around. Okay, thank you so much. How have whatever we have, our training, have you attended PWS or our tech have helped you in your journey ever since you have crossed it?
So far, I only attend PWS. So the tech platform that I've used, I think it's very useful. And also my division, the Roy Chua division, that has given me a lot of support. It's a very young team and it's a very dynamic team. That is why I joined him, mainly because I take this inspiration from Jack Ma, Ma Yun from Alibaba. Learn from the young people, because I'm in my 40s.
I still remember I attended my first division event. I always take, when I take camera, my phone, I always take horizontal. But all my teammates are taking vertical. They got a shock out of me, and I realized that I'm in the right place. So, learn from young people.
Okay, good. So, I mean, you see, that's interesting, right? Because a lot of people who are in the industry for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, sometimes we only look at the competition, younger generations are there in the social media, and we slowly fade away. But the only way, trust me, for people out there, wherever they are, either they are new salespeople or experienced people from the other company, the only way for you to progress is to be part of a team that is moving and part of a company that is moving. And if we can do that, all of us can grow. Okay, so Alan, any other thing that you want to share?
Boss, I want to say something. I waited 16 years to be here, and hopefully my interview is 16 minutes, because there's a Chinese saying, 台上10分钟, 台下10年后. Really, I waited 16 years to be here to be interviewed by a CEO. Let me promote him. This is a book. It was second hand. I believe this is Boss' first book. Is this your first book?
Yes, this is the first book.
Written in 2005. Boss second hand. Sorry. I read it two times in 2018 and 2021. So this one I want to get back.
As he said, this book is already signed to a girl named by the name of Christine 20 years ago, 16th August 2005, when I launched the book. And I wrote there, Live Your Dreams. How did you manage to buy this book secondhand?
I always like to read. You ask me how I do my content, I always like to read a lot of books.
So all the library books I finish reading, so I go to Carousel to buy whatever book, whether it's a Kevin Paul book, and happen to find this book. So I even highlight and make notes.
It inspired me whether to become a chick or the eagle, correct now? Okay, so antique, I will not sell for you. And last but not least, boss, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Because you are a retired colonel. Alright, the way I look, you know why I joined Propnex? Because the way I look at it, Propnex is not an ordinary company. To me, it's a retired colonel running his next corporate battle.
Wow. Leading a division. Not even a battalion, it's a division.
When the CEO said fight, we fight. From the senior management to the media. And I'm one of the media.
Champion YouTuber!
And yesterday I managed to win the battle. In fact, I want to go to Rally 1.
It's my name, CEO from X.
Thank you. SAF, when I was a young lieutenant, my senior commander don't like me. Give me a warning, but I refused to change. I started a new way of saluting. As a young second lieutenant, I go up on stage. That's not the right way, I don't care. If you look at it, but now no more the muscle, I mean, they're different. If I go there, I go, sir. I have a spring effect. I said, yes, sir. He said, no, you must go out like that. I said, every soldier is the same. Every officer is the same. I said, no, for me. That's the way. Okay, good. Thank you so much. Thank you.